Welcome back to another Midweek Mini. This is Joe. I'm so sorry for throwing everybody off by starting two Midweek Mini episodes 2 weeks in a row, because I know most of you guys love the sound of Mary Ellen's sweet voice at the beginning of our episodes, and it throws you all off when it's me instead, because that is her job and she's great at it. I don't
actually know if there's anything sweet about my voice, but... Yeah, what? But I like that you think that.
What a ridiculous thing to say. You have a lovely melodic voice. But I do get messages sometimes when I start the episodes about how off-putting. I don't think anyone's ever used the word off-putting.
Off-putting.
That's just how I read it. Well, people get in a rhythm. They're used to things being a certain way. So when I start, they're always like, wait, what? So here we are, Mary Ellen and Joe, back for another Midweek Mini. But I'm going to be interviewing Mary Ellen again. She's doing day two of the Netherlands part of her overall Europe trip. If you haven't heard all of the other parts in this series, I will link them below because they have been stretched out over quite a while. And last week we ended with them going to sleep in the Hyatt Regency in Amsterdam. And so now it is the next morning. And what did you do?
We started with a great breakfast at that Hyatt Regency Amsterdam. We had club access, which gave us access to a free giant buffet breakfast. Really enjoyed that. We tried to fill up on breakfast as much as we could, because then we always try to either avoid lunch or not have to buy a big lunch. So that was the plan for this day as well. So once we finished breakfast, we hopped on a train, we rode over to Amsterdam Central Station, and then changed trains to go over to the Utrecht area.
Okay, and I've never heard of Utrecht before. So for anybody that's kind of unfamiliar with the Netherlands, can you give us a little geography lesson about where it is in relationship to Amsterdam?
Yes, so Utrecht is just a little bit southeast of Amsterdam. So you'd go south of Amsterdam, slightly to the east. We rode the train. I think it's very likely, I could be 100% wrong, that people commute into Amsterdam from Utrecht. It's just a community I don't have written down how long the train ride was, maybe an hour at most on the train. It didn't feel very far.
Okay. So this name makes me think of Uhtred from The Last Kingdom. So if anybody else loves watching ancient European shows that involve Vikings and Druids and anything like that, please message me or tell me in the Facebook group, because we need to be friends. But anyways, okay, so you went to Utrecht, and I would have absolutely loved this. Based on your descriptions here, this is right up my alley. Tell me why. Tell everyone why.
I really did think of you while I was here. So we went there. We looked up. There are so many cool things to do in the Netherlands. I wish that we had had more time. Amsterdam, I didn't love, but there were so many other cool things in the Netherlands that I think we would have had a great time if we had even a couple more days in the country to explore. But my husband laid out some options for me before the trip. He was like, which one of these sounds the most interesting to you? There's a great kids amusement park a lot of people go to. We opted. I was like, this is what I want, because it was so different than anything else we were doing on this trip. And that was to go to the Castle de Haar. Now, you love a good castle.
I love a castle.
You love a good castle. This is the largest castle in the Netherlands, which isn't saying that much, because the Netherlands isn't super known for castles, but it is the largest one in the Netherlands. It's not actually that old, which is odd. It looks like it's old, but it actually isn't. So it does have history dating back to the 14th century, but the actual castle that is there today was built between about 1892 to 1907.
Oh, wow.
It feels very medieval, but it's not really.
Not at all. 1900s is nowhere near medieval. That's so interesting.
But it's stunning. I mean, it is beautiful. It was, every detail is so intricate. I mean, the architect, absolutely, this is a masterpiece. This place is truly a masterpiece. In the year 2000, the family that owned the house ended up passing ownership to a foundation so that people could come visit. So now it's open to the public, right? We can come visit. But this is kind of cool. They retained the right to spend 1 month a year at the castle, having parties, hosting guests, just like back in the early 1900s when they first built the castle and restored it and made it this grand place. So back then, they would have, I think it was September, I could be wrong, it could be August, but I think every September, they would have all these famous people come to parties at the castle. Bridget Bardot, Coco Chanel, Yves Saint Laurent, Gregory Peck, Joan Collins, Sophia Loren, like all these famous people from early in the 1900s would come to Castle des Harts for elaborate parties and get-togethers.
Okay. Also, apparently you can have a wedding there. Just FYI, I'm obviously Googling this as you talk about it. I love that kind of history, though. That's almost recent enough that we can wrap our minds around it a little bit more, like those early 1900s, mid 1900s stars that we're familiar with their names of. It's just such a fun time in history where things were getting modern. I like all of this. I would love to visit. It's absolutely stunning. I just looked at pictures. So what were the grounds like? Did you get to explore those?
Oh my goodness. We did. They are beautiful. This is another place on our trip that would have been a great picnic. There are gardens that are stunning. So many beautiful flowers blooming. There's a maze, like you would think in old Europe castle. I don't know how to describe it, but there's a maze that my kids did outside. And I would recommend, if anybody does this, if you've seen my pictures on my highlight, if you go to my highlight bubble for the Netherlands, you definitely see pictures. I had people commenting like, I've never seen a family on vacation dress as fancy as this. But I knew that this day was going to be so pretty with that castle and the gardens that I had my girls in the prettiest little dresses. I was like, I want to take family pictures in this setting because it's going to be so pretty. So I just recommend, even if you like to dress super casual on vacation, maybe bring a nice dress for this day because you will just feel so special out here by this castle. There's a moat. I mean, there's literally a moat around this place. Gosh. It is so cool.
That's amazing. You know, I had, when we were in England and we were going to Chatsworth House on our last day, I had brought a beautiful dress for this day. And I had like plans to be beautiful on the grounds because I thought the same thing. Like, I just want like pictures and videos of this stunning place. I was so tired the last day of my trip. I ended up wearing leggings and a shirt. I was like, I can't do it. I can't do my hair. Can't do my face. I can't bring myself to wear a dress.
Yeah. That is okay too. And I will say my plan was foiled a little bit because I've got about 4 pictures in and my camera battery died. And that was the one thing, one thing that on this trip we left at home was my camera battery charger because so I used my real camera very sparingly on this trip because I only had one battery. And when it died, it was done. And it died at Castle des Harts after I had taken just a couple pictures. So don't forget your camera battery, folks.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad. After you guys visited the castle, you ate lunch right afterwards. I can't pronounce the name of this restaurant, so I'm going to let you do that. But was it good?
I can also not pronounce the name of it, but this was all Castle des Harts in a little tiny village right outside of Utrecht. So this restaurant, if you look up Castle des Harts, you will be able to find it. It is spelled T-O-E-T-J-E, and we can put a link to it. They have a website in the show notes. Restaurant Tucci. It was good. I will say I enjoyed my food there. I really enjoyed the decorations of the place. It had like giant peacocks on the wall. And I don't know. It was very ornate and kind of fun, the decorations out in this little tiny village. I just loved walking all around the castle because the village and the surrounding area was really precious as well. So loved all of that. The restaurant was good. It wasn't life-changing, but if you need food while you're there right outside, it's a great option.
Okay, that's great. So after that, you traveled to Utrecht Central Station and spent time in the Utrecht proper area. And you, hot take, liked this more than Amsterdam, which I know I would have as well. I could tell from the footage.
Yes, there's lots of footage again on Instagram. Please go see the videos because I won't be able to describe it and give it justice. It was, there were still bikes like Amsterdam, but there wasn't an overwhelming number of them. That's what made it so, and Amsterdam just have so much anxiety for me. I can't even talk about it without anxiety. But in Utrecht, it was charming. It was cute. The bikes were cute. And I was like, okay, this is what I thought Amsterdam was going to be. There's still canals and there's homes, the beautiful homes along the canals, you know, the tall, skinny homes, which I learned while we were there. It was interesting. So if you see pictures of Amsterdam, of a lot of the places, and I can't remember exactly if this was Amsterdam or Belgium, but they said the reason a lot of them are built like that, tall and skinny, is because you paid taxes based on the width of the house. So instead, people just made them, you know, very short width and super tall. So fun fact. Okay, so Utrecht, yes, we rented canoes. I would consider them more kayaks, but they kept calling it a canoe. We rented them. We rented three. So I was riding with my 10-year-old. My husband took the 3-year-old. And then my son, who was 12, got his own. And we rode through the canals for about an hour and a half. Absolutely loved it. Everything about it I loved. It was great. If you think that having a preschooler mean disqualifies you from certain activities, my husband asked, he was like, all right, are you going to think I'm crazy if we take a 3-year-old in this, you know, kayaking or canoe trip? And I said, she's going to have a life jacket on, right? Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it. I was all for it. And it was fantastic. So I highly recommend that. The canals weren't quite as congested as well as I felt like Amsterdam was. I'm sure you could probably rent them in Amsterdam as well. But again, it was like all the cute, charming elements of Amsterdam were here in Utrecht, but it was less crowded and actually you could enjoy the charm of it all.
That sounds amazing. And didn't Violet find a sunflower in the water?
It was beautiful, and it made for the cutest little pictures. Yeah, there were some flowers here and there in the water. There were a lot of lily pads. My other daughter kept trying to get lily pads out of the water, and there are restaurants at some points lining the canal, so people are watching you. My toddler would wave at them, you know, the 3-year-old, when a boat would go by, she would wave at the people and smile with, like, the biggest, cheesiest smile, and they, of course, loved it and would wave back at her, so it was fantastic. We enjoy active trips. You know, we like to do activities like this. And this one just ended up being
amazing.
Perfect.
I feel like I do remember seeing in your stories, though, that you said you got more damp than you were expecting. So maybe people should be aware of that going in when they're making their clothing choices.
Yes. And to be fair, remember, this is the same day as Castle de Haar. So we had on those pretty dresses I told you to wear to the castle. We had on in the boats and they got pretty wet, but it was okay. It was summertime. So it wasn't like it was cold and wet. You know, we dried. We did all right.
All right. Still good to know, especially depending on whatever time of year people decide to go. So what was the temperature like during the time you were there?
It was never hot. We always thought, because we were there at early August, like August 1st, 2nd, we thought it was going to be pretty warm. And I don't know that there was a single day of our trip that we felt overly hot. And most of the time, we were cooler than we wanted to be, and we had sweatshirts. So, which is good, because the truth is, even if you're cold, kids complain differently if they're like exhausted True. And hot than even cold. So we were like, I think we would trade being cold for 100%. The hot.
So as we're wrapping this day up, why don't you tell everybody what that cost so that people can have an idea, not only the boats, but also probably the entrance to Castle de Haar as well. It'd be good to know what that costs.
So we rented three boats. It was $93.60. You probably did not need, I don't know if you really needed to rent this ahead of time. We rented them months ahead of time. My husband looked into it. There was really only one place that he was able to do it easily online from the US. So it cost $93.60 for that activity for our family of five. You could probably walk up. I mean, we were there at high season. I think most of the year you could walk up. There were more than one option for where to get the boats. I do have a flyer from this particular place on my highlight bubble. So you can find that on Instagram. Casa de Har was a little bit cheaper. That for our family was $65.52 total. So that brings the activities for that day to about $150 total spent for our family of five for both of those activities, which we loved.
Super reasonable. Super reasonable. Okay, I have a question though, because where you didn't rent a car, you came on the train, right, to Utrecht. Where was your luggage this entire time? Because you weren't like heading back to the Hyatt Regency in Amsterdam. You were heading onward to Belgium.
That is correct. So we did not go back to Amsterdam at this point. So when we initially came towards Utrecht for Castle de Har, we had to change trains at Utrecht Central Station. There they have a luggage storage. It's up on the second floor. It's a locker luggage storage. It felt super safe. It was easy to find up on the next floor. You have to go upstairs, but you can see it from the bottom floor. It's a beautiful train station. We left our luggage there. And then when we got back after canoeing and finishing our day there, and I will say there are a ton of restaurants right outside the Utrecht Central Station. So our kids, I think they actually got Subway. I'm not a big Subway person, but they love Subway. And we just wanted something easy. So there were a ton of fast restaurant options right there. So we got dinner there and then hopped on the train and went to Belgium. We ended up sleeping in Belgium that night because Utrecht is between Amsterdam and Belgium. So the train ride to Belgium was not that long after that.
Okay, that is good to know. Do you remember how much it cost to store luggage at that one?
Yes, it was 12 euros total, I think. I think that's what we planned for. My husband looked into the cost. I'm not looking at the receipt right now, but I think it was about 12 euros. So it wasn't very much.
Of all the places we stored our luggage, I think that was by far the cheapest that I've heard between both of our Europe trips. So that's amazing. Okay. So picking up, we don't actually know when it's going to air, guys, but we will have the final leg of Mary Ellen's journey, the Belgium leg before they headed home. It will be coming out sometime. On a Monday, most likely. You're welcome for this very vague announcement. But we will finally wrap up as they head to Belgium, and you will get to hear the end of this incredible journey and hopefully get to use it maybe for your summer adventures next year if you're planning family trips. And we are just so grateful for you guys for joining us 2 times a week. We love you so much.
And we can't wait to tell you about Travel More because we have just come back from Travel More, although we recorded this before Travel More. So fun fact, we recorded before because we knew we were going to be out of town learning. We cannot wait to tell you all that we have learned at Travel More. Conferences like this are great because there are just so many tips and information, points and miles, tricks that you learn there. So we're going to bring all of that to you very, very soon.
Yes, we cannot wait to share it. I'm sure we had the best time ever. Don't forget, you can find all of the links for all of the things in our show notes. So don't miss those. There's lots of goodies down there. And we will see you here next time.
Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new Travel Rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.